Yeah, pretty much. You know, yeah. That's like, what was it? I want to say 10 years ago. Somebody had hit somebody at 16 in Gratiot and drug them for like at least a half mile before they realized it. And I think that it showed that they, you know, dislodged the body and it just kept going. Didn't even bother to call the cops or stop.
Oh, yeah, there was a situation a few years ago where an old guy was towing, I think, like a trailer or a motorhome or something. Flipped a motorcycle cop, killed him, and drug him halfway down the road. Like out in Lansing or up north somewhere over there, I forget the exact details. And of course, the government goes after this old guy. You know, but they proved in court that that motorcycle cop didn't have his lights on. It was dark, I guess, right? So in other words, he was a sitting duck in the dark, and that guy didn't get in trouble, but they were trying to get him for vehicle manslaughter, right? So he got off because they proved that the cop didn't have his lights on. He was sitting there in the dark on a motorcycle on the side of the freeway or wherever the hell he was, but they were trying to hang that guy over the cop's stupidity. Yeah, it's a shame a cop lost his life, but... You know, this is what I talk about. The onus is on the driver when something happens like that. And heaven forbids if it's a cop, they got all the power in the world. But in this particular case, they proved that the cop was negligent.
Yeah, you know, dummy him. You know, he should have been more vigilant. Oh, boy. Some of these cops, I mean, they're not too bright.